Three Kings, and we reign like hail. Almost 100 episodes, we never get stale. New Batman, hold the Christian Bale. Bye-bye, Gruden, forgot to flush the emails.
Whoa.
I'm just trying to make some money.
This kid's just dropping all the heat lately. I can't believe it.
Nice.
So, all right, so let's just get right into the John Gruden thing, because I haven't read into it. What's happening with this? I need to know.
Oh, he stepped down. He's done.
Well, I know that, but I literally know nothing about it. Like,
so he said,
let's just go. Let's just start with football. Let's just go right into that. Like, so he said, was it like some racist shit or something? I'm assuming
he said a
racist stuff, homophobic things. Yeah. You know, he said a lot of things.
Yeah, I don't understand how they got the emails or where they got it from. It just sucks because they can dig up emails on anybody whenever they want to that will fuck somebody over. Oh,
they were from a long time ago, I'm assuming, like they always
well,
are.
Well, yeah, it was when that dude, Michael Sam, was trying to come in the league. Michael Sam was a player. He got drafted by the Rams at the time, not Los Angeles Rams.
Yeah, the gay kid.
Yeah, and he, in like an email, he said that the F word. He called he said Roger Goodell is a... blank.
No, but I think I think there was more to it than
there was,
that.
No, like, there was that.
Well, I
there
agree with him. Roger Goodell is a blank.
Yes, yeah. I think he touched more on people that are gay playing in the league, I think was what it was. And he had some remarks that obviously, you know, during this time period, quite a few people got offended by.
And it wasn't even from this time period, though. I thought it wasn't this from. Aren't these from like
years
ago?
I think 7-10 years ago, somewhere in that.
Yeah,
vicinity.
He called Roger Goodell so stupid F word and called him a clueless anti football pussy. But yeah, it was amongst the lines of this guy.
You
getting
watch
like,
porn?
Yeah, pretty much. He does watch porn.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
And then he also called like another coach on his team or something that he said he had like big lips.
Like big pussy lips or
yeah, he just said something bad about lips. I don't know exactly the thing, and then he tried to say like, oh, I don't even know. He tried to backpedal somehow, I forget. But yeah, he said some stuff that, but that's the thing, they could really bring up emails on probably anybody that has a history of sending emails at some point, sending something to somebody, especially when your whole life is like, most of these guys probably talk in emails like we do in text or whatever, busting balls and shit back and forth.
I'm pretty sure it was his NFL Network email too. Like, it wasn't like it was just like his personal like emails. It was the league's like emails or something, I believe. And I believe that's how they got a hold of him. I'm not exactly like sure, but I believe like because what at the time he was what an analyst.
Right.
I'm not sure exactly who he was writing to, but it was a lot of different things. It was over a span of like 7 years. I know there was something that also had to do with Colin Kaepernick, which was pretty amusing. But there was also some fucked up shit, I guess, that went on with the cheerleaders. Like there was nude images that were also getting sent as well. So there was a lot. I really don't know all the details. I wish I came better prepared for this.
I'm looking it up right now.
Like what he said about Colin Kaepernick. He goes, they suspended people for taking amino acids. They should cut this fuck, is what he said about Kaepernick. I found that kind of amusing. But besides that, I don't really know the specifics.
He was an analyst when all these emails happened. These emails are from 2011, 10 fucking years ago.
I mean, it doesn't change the situation 10 years ago. I feel like he's probably the same guy. I know a lot of people aren't, but I don't know. I just feel like if at any point they wanted to look up emails to shit on anybody, they could go through anybody's like history and nitpick anything, little thing, whether it be like out of context, busting balls with somebody or whatever. Like if they wanted to pinpoint on anybody, they would find it on somebody. Especially people, not like me and you who don't talk in email. Like, these are people who are sending up probably 100 fucking or 1,000 emails a day back and forth to each other like we send text messages.
Yeah, it's... you're right. So he said something. He called Goodell... I'm quoting, so no one kill me. A faggot. And a clueless anti-football pussy. I don't think that's that bad.
Yeah,
it says,
worse.
Gruden also reported exchanged emails with Allen and others that included photos of women wearing only bikini bottoms. One photo reportedly include two Washington football team cheerleaders. Who gives a fuck?
That's the shit I'm saying, is like at any point they could find something on somebody, like all these two dudes were just sending pictures of some hot chicks like online. Who gives a fuck?
I'm reading through this. There's nothing that crazy in this. This is the stupidest fucking thing I've ever seen in my life.
Hey, you know what? It was his time to get canceled. He got it.
He also asked Allen to tell... Here we go.
He goes, here we go.
Wait. Gruden also singled out... Here we go. I'm getting into the good shit now. Gruden also singled out individuals as targets of his hateful language. That includes Caitlyn Jenner, whom Gruden mocked when she had won an award in 2015 after transitioning. He also asked Allen to tell Brian Glazer, whose family owns the Buccaneers, to perform oral sex on him. Allen reportedly responded that Glazer would take you up on that offer.
So that's just like he said, he could suck my dick.
It's just football talk. It's football talk.
So the Michael Sam thing, right? Gruden criticized Goodell for pressuring former St. Louis Rams coach Jeff Fisher to draft queers.
I'm looking at it right now.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's kind of fucked up, you know what I mean? But
I just think that statement sounds like that statement does sound like me, so derogatory though. Like, we don't want no queers in this league. Like, oh Jesus Christ, dude!
And
that's what I mean. That one's kind of fucked up. But besides that,
the last one's Damaris Smith.
Yeah,
that's what you were talking about with the lips. He called him Dumboris Smith. Has lips the size of Michelin tires.
But then he tried to back up. He goes, "Oh, we always used to call guys old rubber lips." It's like that. Like he said that.
Yeah, this is so dumb. He said, I love how he goes, I was in a bad frame of mind at the time.
It's just amazing, man. Like we were saying, they could dig up anything at this point. And but not the reality of it. How's fucking stupid you got to be sending this shit through emails?
I feel like you got to be like a mobster no matter what you do now. I mean, you got to hey, say, meet me outside. Call me on an outside line or something like that. So you don't get busted, those poor bastards.
Nah, but emails and text messages.
An outside line. Why don't you just make a burner email?
He's using his NFL Network email. You know what I mean?
Yeah, John Gruden at the NFL. It's got his name. Yeah. Just use someone else's email. Make a fake one.
I just feel like it's coming where they go off on Aaron Rodgers this weekend. The girl flipped him off in the stands, and he did the discount double check to him. It was like, we fucking own you. I fucking own you because they beat the Bears 22 times out of the 24 times they've played them. But I feel like now this is going to they're going to stop fucking if you look at the coaches on the sidelines sometimes too, dude, as soon as they show them, they're in the refs, they're you fucking piece of shit, stupid motherfucker. They're swearing, dude. You can read their lips that they're swearing. And I just feel when is that going to be oh, this isn't the language that they should be using. Cut it the fuck out, dude.
It's coming. That's what it's coming down to. That's exactly what it's going to be soon.
No, the NFL is becoming way too woke. Way too fucking woke. Nah, for real. Look at this. We got fucking two national anthems now. You got fucking every time something happens, somebody's got some kind of fucking ribbon or fucking badge on their fucking jersey.
That was from breast cancer, dude.
Way too fuck. No, I'm talking about George Floyd's name on people's jerseys, Jacob Blake's name on people's fucking jerseys. We're not talking about fucking breast cancer here, bud. You know, the breast cancer, that's understandable. But when you're wearing a Jacob Blake fucking on your jersey, you know, that's a different
Jesse
fucking story.
From Chuck's Chuck Forsythe at Gmail, it's just a bunch of shit calling people fags.
But I've always firmly believed that people should keep politics out of sports. And that's a big thing that's happening with the NFL. It's becoming way too political. That's how I feel, at least.
I feel like it's just a bunch of people that are upset about people that don't even watch football that are worried about fucking emails. You ask anyone that actually watch football, I don't think they give a fuck about any of these emails.
What do they? Is it going farther down the rabbit hole than that? Somebody wanted Gruden out. They shot his emails. I mean, I think it's as easy as that. I think it's dudes being dirty to dudes, being fuck that guy. Just when they were oh, yo, check the Patriots'
Raiders
balls
went off
between
to a good start,
between the quarters. Check their balls. I heard they were low. Check their balls. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like I said last week, if there's not something there, they'll look for something. But... You know, overall, does it suck? Yeah. You know, I liked Gruden. I don't think he was necessarily doing a great job as the Raiders head coach. I think he kind of fucked that team up royally, getting rid of all their, key players and shit. And, they got rid of Cleo Mack. They got rid of Amari Cooper. So, and that's just a couple people right off the rip. And those are two of the best players in the league at their positions. And, they were off to a decent start this year, but who knows how they would have performed throughout the season. You know, there's a few of his players, Derek Carr, spoke up about the incident, and Derek's he goes, I still love Gruden, he's still my friend, he's just... obviously like, we disappointed with the situation.
To each other.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no, it's just like I said, in the NFL and a lot of these sports leagues, they're becoming too woke. The whole thing with, you know, like I said before, George Floyd, Jacob Blake, I don't think that people should be going out on, like, it all started with Kaepernick. Let's face it, the fucking kneel. You know, it started with Colin Kaepernick. We spoke about this, I think, our first episode ever, maybe first or second one.
I feel like for a while we did.
Yeah, yeah. Kaepernick taking the knee. That's when things started getting kind of political with sports. And, you know, even, for instance, like when Drew Brees spoke up last season of why he doesn't take the knee because of his, you know, both his grandfathers being veterans and everything. And then he got, like, fucking bullied. And, like, you know, people harassing him, sending him threats to the point he had to come back on and, like, apologize and start taking the fucking knee.
That's ridiculous.
That's fucking insane.
Forcing people into that's crazy.
Yeah, yeah, no, forcing people into
it. Forcing people into doing things that they don't believe in, which is fucking crazy to me.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely not. You know, just because I wouldn't take a knee during the national anthem doesn't make me a fucking racist. No, I believe in standing up for the national anthem. Just because I wouldn't wear a fucking Jacob Blake patch on my jersey doesn't mean I'm racist. No, Jacob Blake was just a piece of shit. And I'm not saying, you know, like he got shot, what, fucking 7 times in news and the media.
I don't even know who he is.
He was the one that was getting into a car. He had a big ass knife in his hand and the car had
I didn't know
fucking kids in it. He got shot in the back 7 times and people were like, it was racist white police officers. They shot an unarmed black man. When in reality, he had a fucking knife in his hand and they fucking shot him in the back. Personally, I think they should have just put one bullet in his fucking head. Game over. You know, this is a guy that fucking raped a girl fucking months prior. And then you got NFL and NBA players that are wearing his, you know, name on them saying justice for Jacob Blake, a fucking dude who raped a minor who shouldn't
even
live. Yes.
What the fuck? Who
cares? He's in a wheelchair for life and they raised over $1 million on a GoFundMe page. The dude was a piece of shit. Everything was made about race and made, you know, that's what they do. And you got all these NFL and NBA players didn't know the full story, didn't know his fucking criminal record and his background, and they're wearing a fucking patch of a fucking pedophile and a rapist on them, you know, saying justice for Jacob Blake. So, like, that's when I really started getting, like, kind of fucking turned off by the NFL and NBA. You know, am I still going to watch football? Absolutely. I love the fucking sport. But I'm just fucking kind of disgusted with a lot of the shit like that, how it's become way too political and everything's about fucking race right now. You know, now we got fucking 2 national anthems. We've never been more divided. Well, not since the 1960s. But anyway, let's talk
about...
Well,
no one cares about that. Yeah.
Hey, come on.
The next thing you know, they'll be letting queers in the league.
Yeah. No.
It's okay. You know, that it's just fucking... It drives me crazy. It's fucking annoying. I absolutely... love Dave Chappelle's stand-up. I could definitely relate to a lot of that.
You're
shit,
a man.
You know, a lot of his... No, not that. Nah, not that part. No, just the way he feels
absolutely.
About certain things. You know what I mean? I have a lot of the same views. I thought it was really fucking good in there trying to cancel him right now along with a million other fucking comedians. Yeah, no, like we talked about this. You can't cancel
him.
No, I'm not worried about it. He'll never be able to get cancer. Yeah. Yeah,
they're firing people because of them. I read something. They were like, they were just supposed to do like a walkout. So they said, we'll just fire you instead. I love it.
Like, dude, you know what's so funny? Because he tried, like, obviously before he even got into like the real crazy shit in the beginning, he's like, and then a priest sucked his dick. He's like, haha. He's like, you don't like that? He's like, strap in. It's gonna get worse.
Yeah.
He's like, it's just funny. It's just funny how he just like
he
can throw a
kidding.
Couple jabs before he gets into something so serious. Like, there was the one, the third one that he did that I wasn't, like, a huge fan of. It was more about, like, a political statement. It wasn't, like, a comedy thing. But the other three that were on Netflix were absolutely, including this one, I think that's 3, right, were absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, no, I agree. I didn't like when he tried to get too political. That shit kind of annoyed the fuck out of me. I don't really like when any comedian gets too political. You know, and it happens a lot. You'll see, like, a lot of these comedians, they'll have, like, fucking slideshows almost of, like, pictures with them and, like, friends and fucking family afterwards. And it was even, I watched the Pete Davidson one again recently, and I'm watching it, and then the end comes about, and they're doing the slideshow, and there's a big picture of him and Hillary Clinton on it. I'm like, ugh, fucking throw up my fucking mouth. Disgusting. Yeah.
She was a nice
Dorothy
lady.
Mantooth was a saint.
Get the fuck out of here. Oh, my God. But anyway, I know we kind of fucking swayed off the topic. We were talking
about
the NFL, right?
Yeah, so this week, big game between you and your team and my team, the Cowboys and Patriots. I was very surprised on the way that the Patriots played.
That
obviously,
was a
the
hell
Patriots,
of a fucking
I mean, Mac
game,
Jones
bro.
Is fucking really good.
Yeah, I'm very high up on him. I love the way he's playing so far. I loved how, you know, he throws that pick six to Diggs, and then he goes right back after him and throws a 75-yard touchdown pass after that. Diggs is a fucking freak. That dude's amazing. He might shatter the fucking single season NFL interception record.
I hope so, man. He looks like, I mean, obviously it's always too early to say, but he reminds me of Deion Sanders. He's an offensive corner, which is crazy. Anytime you throw the ball his way, he's a threat. So
absolute ball hawk. That was a fucking phenomenal game.
Ball hawk?
You know, everybody,
I like
you know,
that
no secret. Fuck yeah, ball hawk. Yeah,
ball
you never heard that one?
Oh yeah, no, I never
hawk.
Heard. Hawk. Yeah, I never
hawk.
Heard that
like,
before.
Caw-caw!
I like it.
Wow. All right.
Well, I like that.
I
one.
Actually
like
haven't
he,
either.
He
like
does.
A...
He swoops in all like right. a hawk.
Hawkeye. Yeah.
I did not make that one up either. but I really.
Wow.
I really am impressed with Dallas this year. They're really looking good, man. They're looking like a much more complete team than they have in recent years. The guys are playing well. Dak's playing well. Zeke's having a far better season so far this year than he did last year. You got a great wide receiving core. That's a dangerous team right there. You guys will go far. Patriots, I don't necessarily see us making the postseason unless we hit a late run and possibly get a wild card, but I don't see that happening. I think next year is going to be a good year for them. I really like what I'm seeing out of Mac Jones. I did not have high hopes going into that Cowboys game. I figured, you know, if I really had to pick a winner, I would have had you guys winning by, you know, 10 to 14, but it was way more of a competitive game than I thought it was going to be. So, no, I was happy about
that. They said
that
was like the most watched 4 o'clock game of the season so far. That was a fire game, dude. It was just a really good game. And that exact play when Diggs intercepted it, then you came back up the middle to Bourne. Is it Bourne? He's a new guy, right? Dude, that's like the epitome
Kendrick
of
Bourne,
a Sunday afternoon football
49ers.
Game right there. It took the wind right out of my sails. Then we came back and that just roll out to fucking CeeDee Lamb to win the game at the end really like solidified the way that I feel about Dak Prescott, CeeDee Lamb, that whole, they make it look easy, you know, when they get going.
Yeah, they do. That's a hell of
CeeDee Lamb,
combo
some of the
right
whitest
there.
Teeth I've ever seen in my fucking life. I'm not going to lie to you. They got to be fakes.
I wonder what he uses for toothpaste.
Yeah, Crest.
Nah, he's got to use the Arm & Hammer. It's the best.
Yeah, he's probably got like free shit off like an internet site.
Yeah, he got the charcoal shit.
Yeah, off an internet site.
Yeah, the charcoal.
Yeah, the charcoal. Yeah. He's got the mask, the charcoal
mask.
Everything.
Yeah, check his emails.
Yeah.
They better not say anything about white teeth.
Nothing. I don't want to see any scad, glantily scad women
he's
on
like,
there.
He's got whiter teeth than Christopher Columbus himself.
Yeah. Actually, Christopher Columbus, cancel him.
He is canceled. He's been
and
canceled.
And this house, we celebrate Christopher Columbus from the Sopranos.
Yeah, they already ripped his fucking statues down and shit.
Indigenous people
Don, Donnie's going to get into Christopher Columbus now. We can't let him.
Hey.
And Donnie's like, don't even get me started.
Don't even get me fucking started, man. Yeah, it's a bunch of, it's all bullshit. It's
Ravens,
all bullshit.
The Ravens beat the Chargers. Are the Ravens the best team in the league? In the AFC?
I called them for the Super Bowl. Forget it.
I don't think they're the best team in the AFC. No. I think, I don't even, like I said, like best in the league? No, I don't even think they're the best in the AFC. And the reason why is every game but that Chargers game has been an extremely close one. They barely beat the Lions off of, I think, a missed field goal is how they ended up beating the Lions. So I wouldn't put them as the best, but yeah, they're definitely a top team, no doubt about it. The AFC is interesting.
Oh, sorry,
I think the Bills Titans game was fucking phenomenal.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I still would say I still like the Bills as I think the Bills are the best in the AFC right now. That Titans game though, it came down to that fucking them going for it on fourth down instead of just kicking that field goal and tying it up. And they went for it. They obviously didn't make it. That was the end of the game. I just feel like they're such a fucking complete team, the Bills. Titans, though, they're no joke either. Derrick Henry's
Henry,
a fucking freak
Henry,
of nature.
Whatever you want.
Absolute fucking monster. That dude, if he keeps playing at the level he plays at, he's going to shatter fucking running back records. He really is.
He's a beast with it. The Cardinals still undefeated? real or
they're the
fake?
Only ones left, right?
Yeah, they're the only undefeated team left, and I don't think they're going to be undefeated for too much longer.
No. But do you think they're the real deal? You're not scared of them?
I don't think they're going to win at all.
Has anyone ever really been scared of the Cardinals?
No.
In your entire life?
No. See, that's the thing. Like, I feel like they were off to a really good start last year, too, and then they fell apart midway through the season and didn't even make the postseason. So, I don't know. I just got to see more of them. They made a lot of good moves in the offseason. You know, they got a solid wide receiving core. Like, in the offseason, they added A.J. Green. In the defense, they added J.J. Watt. They just recently acquired Zach Ertz from the Eagles. So they're a good fucking squad. I think they'll make it to the postseason this year. I don't know how far they're going to go. I think the experience is what's going to kill them in the postseason. I still feel like the Bucs are the best team in the NFC. The Bucs, they had a good game against the Eagles. Overall, Brady's on fucking fire this year. I think he's leading the league in passing as of right now.
I'd like to play the Bucs in the NFC Championship.
That'd be a great fucking championship game. Yeah, Tom Brady's the only quarterback in the league with over 2,000 passing yards right now.
What does Dak have? He can't be that far behind him.
Dak has 1,813. Tom Brady has 2,064. Second most passing yards is Derek Carr. Third is Patrick Mahomes. Fourth is Stafford, and then Prescott, and then Herbert. And that rounds out the top guys for
yardage. I just wish
yardage.
He had a better name than Herbert.
Brady has 17 touchdown passes and 3 interceptions, which he has the second most touchdown passes in the league, only under Patrick Mahomes, who has 18. But Patrick Mahomes has 8 interceptions. Dak, he's 16-4, which is very fucking solid.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an exciting season, man. I'm really into it. I'm into it every year, but this is a really, really fucking exciting season so far. Even though my Patriots aren't, you know, fucking killing it right now, I didn't have high expectations going into this season in the first place. So, you know, overall, I'm very pleased with what I'm seeing out of Mac. He's head and shoulders looking better than any of the other rookie fucking quarterbacks so
who's
far.
The other guy on the Patriots? New guy, the defensive player, Juwan. I can't say his name right. He's nasty, though. He's got the red sleeves.
Are you talking about Jaquan Bentley?
No, Jerdon. I know who you're talking about.
I know who you're talking about. I can't pronounce his fucking name. You're talking about a rookie. Because Bentley's not a rookie. He's in like his fucking
Judon. Matthew Judon. He wears the red sleeves, dude.
Yeah, he's a
beast with it. I really like that guy. He's
the loose red sleeves. He is nasty. He came off the
linebacker.
Practice squad too, I'm
yeah,
pretty
he's
sure.
Nasty.
I think that was from, so did you know that kid that plays for the Texans, Davis Mills?
Yes.
Did you know that this week that was only his 15th start since high school against the Colts? I saw that, like, I heard them saying that, like, and I was like, that is a crazy stat to be able to be playing at the NFL level, and that's only your 15th start since high school.
Yeah,
that's fucking crazy.
He's in his rookie year right now, and I think he played for Stanford in college, but I believe it was Stanford, and he got injured numerous times, so he was never able to play a lot of games in college. They were very high up on him, a lot of teams. New England was interested in him, too. But obviously, you know, they ended up fucking...
Yeah.
Mac
I just saw,
and
I just saw that stat, and I was like, that is a fucking crazy-ass stat to have, to be like, yeah, I've only played 15 games. I've only started 15 games before the NFL. Like, wait, what?
That's fucking wild, bro. Absolutely.
That's like
wild.
A person who's just like has a natural.
Just had that written.
It's like
in
a person
notes.
Who just has like a natural ability.
Yeah, exactly. I just thought that was a crazy stat. I thought that was cool.
That is pretty fucking cool. Yeah. No doubt about it. You know, besides that, the standings are pretty interesting right now in the NFL. I'm not going to lie. I'm a little surprised with the way certain teams are playing right now. Who would think that the Chiefs would be in last in the AFC West at 3-3? Which. Isn't like, you know, the Chargers are 4-2 and they're in first, so that just goes to show how tight the AFC West is right now. There's certain teams, like, I wasn't expecting the Dolphins to be doing as bad as they're doing. They're 1-5.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Bills. You got the Bills.
Bills 4-2. I still, like I said, I feel like they're still that best team in the AFC, but there are a few really fucking solid teams in the AFC right now. You know, you get the Bills, the Chargers are up there, obviously the Ravens, Titans. So we'll see what happens. And I still, like the Chiefs, in my mind, I know they're still going to the postseason. They're going to pull it together and at least get a wild card. There's no way that they're not going to make it into the postseason.
Yeah, the Chiefs will be there in the end. I feel like they're going to go on a tear the next 3 or 4 weeks.
Yep.
The Cowboys play them, I think, in two weeks. They have a bye this week. Then they play the Vikings. Then I think the Broncos, and then maybe the Chiefs. But yeah, I'm dreading playing them for sure.
Yeah, and like you guys, obviously, you guys are 5-1. I think you got your division on lock. There's unless you know, like something fucking crazy happens.
Yeah, I think we win that division.
Guys are 5-1.
I'm just like don't want to get cocky with it because I've been a Cowboys fan for way too long and seen that situation go south.
Yeah, there's four teams right now in the NFC that are 5-1. You have the Cowboys, you have the Rams, the Packers, and also the Buccaneers, and then you have the Cardinals that are 6-0.
Damn, that's crazy. That's
and
tough.
Then there's a lot of teams that are just
that's all close. That's crazy.
Yep,
all banging ass teams too. They're all like really good. I feel like they're like NFC right now. You're either them or everybody else is just poop.
Yeah, and that's what it is. You know, it's like
For the Falcons.
You got all these top tier teams, and then everybody else is just a couple notches below them. You got one team that is still winless that hasn't won a game yet this season, and that is the Lions.
I see, dude. The Lions have been bad for my whole life. They're gonna be the only team that had to go twice. Oh,
they were like good like 2 years
you
ago.
You literally had players just retire at young ages just to get the fuck off.
Get
the team.
Out of there,
Calvin Johnson, Barry Sanders. Those guys are like, no, fuck it, retire.
Dude, Barry set. Sanders even before or
like Matt Patricia.
Like,
Matt Patricia. Yeah. He destroyed that fucking team when he took over his head coach.
It was destroyed. Come on, it was.
No, they were bad, but he somehow made that team worse. I didn't even know that was possible.
Yeah, I didn't even know it was possible.
Yeah, and you look at what Matthew Stafford's doing with the Rams now. Good for him. He's out there. He's fucking playing great football. One of the best quarterbacks in the league right now.
What a feeling that must be to go from being trashed, like on a trash team, and you know you're not trashed.
And then
trashed.
You go to a team that was in the Super Bowl a few years earlier.
And you're like, oh, man, finally. Now everybody can shut their fucking mouths.
I'm like,
Donnie,
I don't want a bunch of balls, but I seen online he had a picture with Hillary Clinton. Yeah, you're like, fuck that. Yeah, you know what? You should be back on the Lions.
Yeah. What a fag.
Oh man.
I'm gonna say
that's fucking bad.
The Cowboys are the best team in the league. I wanna say that, but I'm not going to.
They're definitely one of the best.
Michael Irvin on First Take the other day, he's like, tell all the Cowboys fans, go out and get your tickets. Go out and get your tickets right now. Get your tickets to the Super Bowl. I'm like, oh my fucking God. I mean, I'm pretty happy at how good they're playing, but I can't be that cocky with the Cowboys. Little reverse psychology action going on. What else do you got for football, anything?
I got nothing.
Honestly, no. Any interesting matchups this up and coming week that you want to talk about? Or I don't think I really have too much. You guys
have
the
bye
week
this week, which is, I mean, I'm okay with that. We have a couple guys that might even be coming back. We don't have the whole team right now.
Overall, there's honestly not too
Chiefs,
many good
Titans.
Matchups this week.
Chiefs,
this is
Titans.
Kind of a lame week for that's really the only one that's jumping out to me. Besides that, there's nothing else that's fucking really that
Saints
solid.
And Seahawks or 49ers Colts, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, Saints and Seahawks is kind of odd because neither team is that good this year so far.
Falcons, Dolphins.
Kind of surprised.
What a snoozer.
Oh, boy.
Packers and the Redskins or the Washington football team.
Washington.
Like to call them?
I don't
I'm never
like
calling
to call them
that. Never. Not even if there's a fire.
I still call them the Redskins. They're the Redskins as far as I'm fucking concerned.
Fucking.
Like, we're going to make a whole list of so hateful annoying. Things. The Redskins. I'm not going any further. Yeah,
just
this
all
is the
hateful
all hate
shit.
Hour on the hour.
Yeah, hate, the all hate, hate hour hate, hate, this hate, week,
right?
What should we hate next?
but we can move on from the NFL.
I think that's all I have for football.
Anybody else have any other sports or anything?
I mean,
to
obviously
touch on?
The Deontay Wilder and Tyson Fury 3.
Ha! Yes,
Fury makes dad bods around the world proud with that fight.
Absolutely. Oh, man. Fucking Tyson Fury, man. So that was one of the best heavyweight fights, best fights in general I've ever seen. Fucking
that was
absolutely
a good one.
Incredible, man. Straight war. Those two went for broke, both of them. You had Fury drop Wilder early, then Wilder comes back, drops Fury a couple times in one round. Fury eventually comes back with the late round knockout in the 11th. But yeah, no, it was fucking absolute slugfest. Not disappointed whatsoever. If I had more money on me, I would have put more money on the fight. My girlfriend's brother-in-law asked me who I thought was going to win. I said Tyson Fury, watching it with him. He's like, you want to bet on that? And I'm like, what, you think Deontay Wilder is going to win? He's like, yeah. And I'm like, all right, what do you want to bet? He's like, how about $20? All right, why not? I want a quick 20.
That's an easy 20.
Yeah, easy 20. That was an easy take.
I would have took Devontae Wilder after the last one.
Even the undercard was fucking amazing.
But, I mean, I thought he came back in a big way.
Well, I'm pretty sure you did, as far as what from what I remember, wax that you took him.
I wasn't trying to go against it. I wanted him. I still want him to win this one, but I thought Tyson was going to win. Just he's the Gypsy King.
No, thing is, Wilder is still by far the second best in the heavyweight division. Fury, he reigns supreme. The thing is, the guy is 6'9", 275 pounds. Guy's an absolute fucking monster of a man. He's got a granite chin. Wilder's the hardest puncher in boxing.
I think he could have went 15 fucking rounds.
Fury?
Yeah.
He didn't even
look tired.
No. And the way he was still bouncing, Wilder's legs were going after the fourth round.
That 10th round, when he hit him in the 10th round, that was the one that was like, oh my God. He fucking ruined his fucking whole year with that punch.
Man, dude, fucking brutal. And he's just such a big motherfucker, and he could kill you with pure boxing skills, or he could knock you the fuck out. And I feel like Wilder could knock out pretty much anybody else in that fucking division. And I feel like if they did fight 10 times, Wilder might walk away with a win or two. And it's because Wilder catches him and knocks him out. He can't get up at the count of 10. That's the only way Wilder is going to beat him. He'll never fucking beat him on a decision. Fury's just he's too fucking good. And there was actually another really good heavyweight bout. There was a couple really good ones. You had Adam Konacki versus Hellenius, the rematch. The first time, Hellenius beat him in a massive upset, knocking him out. This time, Hellenius was destroying him in one of disqualification because Konacki knew he was going to get knocked out, so he kept low-blowing him.
That
was kind of whack. Yeah, because he knew that if he fought a fair fight, he was just going to get knocked the fuck out. So he got his ass, he got himself disqualified instead. And then you had Frank Sanchez, the Cuban Flash, versus Ajagbu. That was a massive heavyweight fight. It was two undefeated heavyweight fighters going toe to toe.
Is that what John Gruden said in the
Ajagbu?
Why? What did I say? Ajagbu, that's his name.
No, I know. I know.
So Ajagbu's the one. I don't know if you guys saw it. He got famous because, unfortunately, he put another one of his opponents in a coma. And then his next fight right after that, the guy that he fought got into the ring. And right when the bell rang, he looked at Ajagbu and then got out of the ring and walked away and decided not to fight
him. Yeah, Jesse, what'd you say again?
You look it up. He literally...
end up in the ICU.
So, Ajagbu, he's an extremely feared fighter. And Frank Sanchez is just a great, technician. Very smooth heavyweight. He trains with Canelo. And Frank Sanchez went in there and just absolutely dominated him. And it surprised the shit out of me because I never seen anybody look even semi-decent in there against Ajagbu because Ajagbu's just so fucking strong.
Ajagbu in the ICU, baby! See you later!
Ajagbu got a fucking boxing lesson, man. Sanchez was dropping his hands, putting his face out there and shit, getting wicked cocky. He just fucking schooled him, though. So that was a great heavyweight fight. Frank Sanchez is somebody to look out for in that division. As an amateur, he's from Cuba, obviously, the Cuban Flash. 220 wins to 6 losses as an amateur. And right now, he's either 18-0 or 19-0 as a professional. So the heavyweight division's heating up. You got a lot of big-name up-and-coming heavyweights right now. And then you got the guys like Fury, Wilder, Usyk, Joshua's overrated, overhyped ass. And then plenty of secondary guys like Dylan White and... fucking Andy Ruiz and all them dudes. Joe Joyce. But, yeah, that's about it for boxing. We won't fucking get too deep into that shit. So where are we going from here, boys?
Take it away, Jabu. Did you hear they're bringing back that 70s show? It's going to be that 90s show. And Red and the mother are going to be on it. They're going to be the grandparents of Donna and Eric's children.
Oh, so they're playing themselves. Are Donna and Eric in it?
They say, like, no, but they'll probably drop some cameos in there. You know what I mean? I can tell you who's not going to be in it. Hyde.
Why? For what? A couple emails? Rape a couple bitches?
Jesus. Jesus Christ.
I think you're right, though. Maybe we'll catch a Kelso sighting.
Yeah, they'll probably get a Kelso in there. Friday night.
They also, do you remember, like, I don't know if you remember after that 70s show, they had like a That 80s show, and it was like, it bombed. It had one season.
It's Always Sunny was on that.
Was he?
Yeah, you can watch it. It's on Hulu.
I never knew that. I remember watching it when it came out. I'll have to go back and rewatch it. Was it terrible? As terrible as everybody made it out to be?
It was hard.
I was a kid. I don't remember.
But I'd still like, if you like That 70s show, I mean, you know, maybe the audience just wasn't there. My favorite show ever.
Yeah, exactly. It had to be the audience. Definitely wasn't the show.
I almost finished Squid Game. Not all the way there yet. I know. I'm not like...
Oh,
it just
man.
Wasn't something I like binged all at once. I do like it, though. I do like it. I'm just... Have to be in the mood to like really pay attention.
Did you see Halloween Kills?
I did.
I did, too.
I heard it was Halloween's trash.
It was trash. I thought it was trash, too. Well, not even trash. I was just... It was, like, very... I don't know. It just seemed fake. And, like, it was like they filmed... Like, the acting was terrible in it. Like, it was just too ridiculous.
I feel like that's how everybody, like... At what point was Halloween a good fucking movie, dude? Halloween's have never been a good movie.
Listen, compared to the first one that came out...
I know it is, but it's not The Godfather.
I disagree. I think the first two Halloween movies were two of the best horror movies.
Listen, I understand horror movies are never good, but I feel like the acting in that movie, the one that just came out, it was just... It was terrible.
Oh, no,
terrible,
it definitely was. How about the poor handicapped guy in between the two doors? Ooh, he jumped out the window.
I didn't like that. The only thing
I didn't like was like when he walked out of the house and all the firefighters, I was like, is he a wrestler? Like he was just like he was like sword fighting and shit. Like it reminded me of like Terminator.
And I think they pretty much confirmed that he's like supernatural in this one after he got shot 15 fucking times and then just got up.
I'm not mad if he's supernatural, it's just a movie to watch at Halloween.
It was like when it was. I just the first Halloween is the only one that's ever been good. The second one is horrible too. They're like making love in the hot tub. No one makes love in the hot tub. You fuck in a hot tub.
They were fucking in the hospital,
but then he turns up the heat and they turn into skeletons.
That was pretty bad. Now that you mention it. that is pretty bad. You would think when the water starts getting too hot,
the Halloween movies, the John Carpenter score that goes along with it. Like that's probably like one of my favorites. The first Halloween is one of my favorite horror movies. But like I'm just saying, don't get it misconstrued. People like, oh dude, but it was fucked up, and it wasn't that bad though. It was just like unbelievable at some points. You know what I mean? But it's also Halloween. It's supposed to be a little bit unbelievable. The only thing is,
listen,
it's never been about the
gore,
and the past two movies has been about the gore. Like they're like smack, like dude, there was blood pouring out of like people's butt.
I thought the gore in it was actually really good. I enjoyed the gore part. It was everything else. I didn't like the storyline, how it was like the whole city. They were like, yeah, we're all going to fuck the police. We're going to kill Michael Myers.
What's his face that played like Tommy? He was like grown up Tommy. It was the dude from Edward Scissorhands and all like the 80s movies and stuff. I forget his name.
Yeah, I know. I don't know his name either, but I just was like, this is just, I don't know. I couldn't get into it. Maybe I need to. I actually signed up for Peacock for the 7-day trial to watch it, and I feel like I wasted my 7-day trial.
I don't think you did.
I don't know. So. I heard it was whack. I'm probably never going to watch it, to be honest with you. I just heard nothing but fucking terrible reviews from it.
Yeah, I know. You don't have like a lot. I'm sure when I have a child running around, I'm not going to be watching fucking Halloween either. Like, I totally understand. You're not going to go out of the way. If I said it was good, you'd probably take a swing at it.
Yeah, no,
not.
If it was good, I would take a swing at it. It's like I said, I enjoyed the first couple, and then after that, it was kind of, they went down the fucking tubes.
I think you should definitely give it a watch. If you like the first one, I would definitely give it a watch. But it's like, it's going to be a trilogy.
But
I mean,
there's so many of them. Like, what is that? Like, the fucking eighth one? Seventh, eighth one?
Yeah, but this doesn't count. It's like, has nothing. It's just like, it's like Batman. It's like its own story. The one that came out 2 years
ago.
But
it's a terrible fucking story, from my understanding. So I don't know if I could bring myself to do it.
Like I said, the first one was really good. The story's good. It's just, it's Michael Myers. I mean, you know the story.
Yeah.
It's like Batman. You know the story. His parents got killed.
Yeah.
No, I don't know if I can bring myself to do it, he said.
I don't know, man. I've watched some fucking pretty terrible movies lately. I don't know if I want to add that one to it. I hate wasting my fucking time.
This one's not that terrible.
No?
It's okay.
Yeah, it was kind of trash. But yeah.
Yeah.
I'd seen a preview for another show coming out, though. I don't know if we talked about The Mayor of Kingstown on Paramount. You seen
what's that?
It's got Hawkeye in it from fucking...
From the Avengers movie?
Marvel.
I think I did see the preview for that.
Yeah, it looks really dope. I don't know what it's about or anything. I just seen it quick. It looked really good. He was beating people up, so I was like, I'm into this. But yeah, Paramount, I feel like, has been dropping the fire.
Yeah, I mean, they have Yellowstone. They're coming out with a different like spinoff of that, too. That show's banger. That show's such a banger. Dude, another one, if you're not watching it, Jesse, you have to catch up, is the Wu-Tang Show, dude. The second season is fucking so good, dude. It's so good. Like, I feel
yeah,
like...
Yeah, I need to watch. I still know what's happening, but it's
so fun to watch.
Yeah, I need to get back into that. I don't know. I kind of fell off. I've been on, like, a big movie kick. I've been on the American Horror Story. There's only one episode left.
That's what I'm on. Oh, you're a big American Horror Story guy?
Yeah, I'm done. Yeah, I am, actually.
I watched the 20 Faces of Billy McGill. So I don't even know.
How was it?
Huh?
I wanted to watch it. How was it?
Oh, dude, it was pretty crazy. I think I actually said his name wrong, but it's pretty crazy.
Yeah,
it's kind of like what... It's loosely kind of like... what's the movie with James McAvoy? When he kidnaps the girls and he has all the personalities.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Split?
Yeah, Split. It's kind of like based upon, like, that's what he kind of... But you don't know if the guy actually was crazy, dude. It was nuts. He, like, raped three chicks, but then they, like, put him in the hospital because he was, like, mentally... He had multiple personalities, but they just, like, let him leave and go as he wanted to. He had, like, a car there and shit. Like, they fucking... Dude, it was fucking... It's sick. And then he goes back and he has, like, more personalities and said he could speak in different languages, but then they found out he didn't speak in the languages. He was paying, like, other people in the jail to write letters in that language. Like, it was fucked up. There's a bunch of shit, but the guy, like, kind of had everybody on... I mean, yeah, he was chilling. He didn't, like... And then he got out of jail and was, like, selling the movie and stuff of himself. I was like chilling, kind of fucked up.
Yeah, man. I guess that's all.
The 27 Faces of Billy McGill. No, that's not really his name. I keep making up his name.
I just had it pulled up. It's Bill. Billy Milligan.
Yeah, Billy Milligan. Billy. Every time I say it to Kristen, I say a different name.
You're like Billy. Billy Gilman.
Yeah, dude. I swear to God, I said that one to her.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's pretty close. And you know what I watched an episode of? Remember we were talking about the Lorena Bobbitt fucking documentary?
Oh, I watched the first episode.
I watched only the first episode, dude. How fucked up. How about the cops? He's like, yeah, and we're walking around. He goes, I don't want to say penis over the radio. He goes, so we're walking around looking for this guy's dick in the woods.
Yeah, he's like, we got to get this thing on ice.
Yeah, yeah. Like, so you want the funniest part is they show the guy that was working at the 7-Eleven that put it on the ice, and under his name it said Hero.
Nuh-uh, really? Yeah, it was like comedy. Yeah, it's like made.
It was like a dark comedy.
Yeah, it's like a comedic documentary kind of. I don't know.
It kind of is funny though. Even he was joking about it, dude. That got a dick cut off.
Do you know he made a porno called? Do you know he made a porno called in Franken Penis after he got a penis put back?
Is that true?
Yeah,
Franken Penis.
Yeah, look it up. I am right now.
We don't have much of a choice.
Yeah, now I am. Frankie Penis. Let's look it up. Yep. Ice-T's in it, too, it says.
Burner.
It says Ice-T's in it. What the hell?
No way.
Yes.
Let's watch the trailer.
Okay, let's watch it. This is the description of it. It says, outlandish porno spoof featuring a post-surgery John Wayne Bobbitt as Frankenpenis, a castrated man who had a super penis sewn on him in an experiment.
There's a trailer?
Hold on, I'm going to tell you right now. I'll die. Yes, there is.
Let's go. No. This tallywacker live on TV.
Oh, you better see the picture of it. It's the best. Wait till you see this. Hold on, let me screech here. Hold on, you're gonna die. Watch. Look at the picture of Ron Jeremy and the girl. Look, and homeboy with the...
Oh shit.
Look. Whoa, I don't know what this is. He must be talking about Frank and Penis. Hold on. He's got the videotape. Here we go. Frank and Penis.
Bitte nicht mit
it would be a white guy with a mullet.
John Wayne.
I gotta find. Here we go. Look who's in it.
Sister?
Tja, weißt du, wenn er ein bisschen größer ist, dann kriege ich bestimmt auch einen Orgasmus.
No, it's in Spanish.
Gesagt, getan.
I think that was German.
What the fuck?
Well, five penises, you won't believe are real. Well, it is true. Frankenpenis does exist, but I'm not looking for it anymore.
Yeah, if you don't know what you're going to click on, if you click on everything, yeah, it's like a Russian roulette of clicks. Some Russian roulette of clicks.
Yeah, I don't want to know what else is on there.
You're going to hit something, a penis is going to pop right now.
I got to get my Frankenpenis up.
Well, while you have it up, do you want to watch, I don't know, do you guys see all the trailers? You can pop one up and watch
it. Yeah, I watched all the trailers as well.
Yeah, I watched all of them.
What did you guys think of the Scream trailer?
I thought it looked like a Scream movie.
I thought it looked all right.
I'm excited for that one. I want to see the original people in it, but I think some of them are going to bite it in this one.
Probably.
Sydney's going to bite it. The John Cena. Did you see the Suicide Squad, Jesse?
Mm-mm. That's the only trailer, actually, I didn't watch.
Did you see the Suicide Squad, the new one, yet?
No.
Oh, so if you see it, then you'll know who this character is, and it's just like John Cena's like made to play this. It's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, I know who the character is. I seen something else with him in it. Like it was like I think the last trailer that came out, it was of him too. Yeah, I seen some. I know who the character is.
Yeah, the Peacemaker, but it's just like kind of up his alley. It's him being kind of like a It's a douchebag, but it's cool. It's like a rated R superhero show. So I'm really excited for that. They dropped trailers for Shazam, which looks awesome.
Oh, there's
another
one of them coming out?
Yeah, Shazam 2. It was just like a little sneak peek. Did you see the Black Adam stuff? The Black Adam one I sent to you with The Rock?
No, I guess I didn't see it all then.
Yeah.
When did you send that?
Oh, I sent it the other day. But that one looks really cool. The Rock's going to play Black Adam. They just play like a snippet of a first scene just to kind of give you. I don't think it's coming out till like next year, but that looked really cool.
Yeah, they've been saying he was supposed to play Black Adam for a while.
Yeah, that one looks really cool. The Flash, I sent you that one. Did you see that one?
Nope.
Oh, I thought I sent all these to you guys. You've seen the like Batman. You've seen the Batman one?
Yeah, I seen that. I seen that before you sent it. That looks dope.
All right. Yeah, the Batman, that's like my number one movie coming out next year that I want to see. Like, the number one movie I'm looking forward to is that. It looks like Seven meets a Batman movie.
Yeah, it looks dope as fuck.
Yeah, it does look dope.
I can't believe it's fucking Colin Farrell that plays the Penguin.
Yeah, that's funny.
And he sounds cool in this one, too. And he's like, okay, sweetheart, whatever. He's like, you got me. You got me. Or whatever, when the car flips over. But Robert Pattinson Robert Pattinson looks like a badass as Batman. I'm not going to lie.
I would agree.
Yeah, it's different. But I think he's going to fucking kill it.
He looks like a troubled Batman.
Yeah, he's going to be. I hope so.
Yeah, that's what you want. You want like it's kind of crazy, the synopsis of Batman. Like, this kid's like just fucked up and he just goes out and tries to solve crimes like because he's rich. Like, I don't know. That guy's kind of a weird guy. Calm down, Batman. Get a life.
I think it's going to be dope. I think it's going to be good. Like you said a couple episodes ago, you were saying like it's supposed to be a straight-up horror movie. I hope so, and it looks like it's about to be.
Yeah, I'm really excited about just the darkness of it. And Zoe Kravitz playing Catwoman looks awesome, too. She looks, I mean, let's be serious. I don't want to have to send an email with her picture in it to you. But
yeah, I'll look.
I'll get suspended.
Yeah.
This Friday, Dune.
Guys, Dune. I'm resigning from the show.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. I'm excited. Friday, Dune comes out.
That's going to be a banger.
That's a big release. But they're saying, like, and now at the end of it just leaves you, like, a cliffhanger, like, for the second one.
So yeah, well, I mean, that
I know, but it's just going to take, like, 4 years for the next one to come out. I hate when that happens.
I kind of like it sometimes. Now you can enjoy that one.
Yeah, now you can take that, motherfucker. Still haven't found Brian Landry. Dog the Bounty Hunter backed out of the whole situation. I know we're talking about that.
Oh, yeah. Like, they said he had to get surgery or something.
Then he's going to get right back out there.
Yeah. I was just reading something about, like, I guess they found some human remains, like, near where some shit was. Like, I don't know. There's a big conspiracy going on around this, too. I guess, like, they think he's, like, going to try to fake his death or something. Brian Landry.
People
are so dead serious on the internet. I know it's crazy. I'm not saying it's not crazy, but it's just people like,
oh yeah, but no, people are like, dude, it's like it's turning into like, don't fuck with cats. They're gonna find this guy.
I'm gonna go
out
and say it, Jess. At this point, I hope he gets away. You know, he's putting out a hell of an effort.
Yeah, I mean, if this guy gets away, I mean, he watched a lot of true crime. He watched a lot of fucking court TV or something to figure this one out.
I read something the other day that, like, people think he's under his parents' flower bed.
Shut the fuck. You know, that's what. So basically, that's what I was reading. They're like, oh, his parents are helping him, and he's. They're gonna cut a piece of his body off, so there's human remains that are his, and try to fake his death. I'm like, you people have way too much fucking time on your hands.
I mean, if my kid was doing for murder, I'd probably try to help.
I'd fucking burn the human remains. I'd be like, listen, I'm gonna have to take a finger or an arm or something. Yep. You want to go kill bitches? We gotta take a piece of you.
Yeah, exactly. I'm out. I'm out. No, I'm just kidding. He thought I was quitting.
I didn't hear what you said.
So hockey's back. They just signed Charlie McAvoy to a $60 million contract, which is an unheard of amount of money for a hockey player, really. They usually don't get that much. That's something that's exciting. Celtics are back on. That's exciting. Red Sox are in the playoffs, even though they lost to the Astros as we were speaking this evening on this Dearly Beloved podcast. How about you guys? Anything else today? You guys have any other shows, movies?
I got nothing. I deleted everything out of my notes. I literally just got to the end, finished deleting them after the Halloween thing.
How was your vacation, Jess?
It was good. That was a while ago. Didn't we talk about this already?
No, I think
we skipped over. We can skip. That was like a month ago now.
Your vacation was like a week ago, wasn't it? I don't understand that.
Yeah, that's good. You gotta edit it out now. That was a while ago now. That was like 2-3 weeks ago.
I know, but I don't think we talked about it. It was 2 weeks ago, and we didn't talk about it on the podcast. I think you left the day after.
No. October 4th was when I got back. It was 3 weeks ago.
And it was before the podcast?
Yeah. I texted you. It was because I texted you. I was like, hey, I totally didn't say anything about vacation.
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah, you did, actually. Yeah. I also went on vacation. Yeah. I went to go see Bert Kreischer.
How was he?
Charlotte. It was awesome, dude. It was a cool venue. I don't know. It's just like crazy. By the time it was like 10:30 at night. So you're like stumbling into like this fucking comedy show. It's like they could pretty much say anything. We were going to laugh at that point. We were all pretty smashed. Some really good restaurants in Charlotte. We went to Top Golf, which was cool. I don't know if you guys ever been to one of those joints. It was really cool. We ended up out with my brother downtown at some like, dude, we walked out of the car. It was like a rave. Like, burn it, burn it, burn it. All of his boys are like beer salesmen. I'm like, dude, I have to go home. I'm like, I have a pregnant wife at home. I cannot be downtown at a rave. I'm like, I called my wife. Yeah. I'm like, I think I'm at a rave. I'm like, I got to get out of here.
I think I just took one of those ecstasy things.
No, I didn't go. I'm like, I took like a 50-minute Uber ride by myself home. I'm like,
All awkward and shit.
Not like home, back to my brother's house. But yeah, I was like, hey, man. Yeah, it was like one of those ones when you get out of the Uber and you don't, like, you're like,
Or you get in it and you automatically know it's going to be a weird one.
Yeah, but I'm talking about you're so drunk when you like get out of it, you don't even say anything. The guy like,
yeah, yeah. I remember I had this one poor Uber. This guy, he was African. He could speak like no English, dude. I sat in the front. I'm like, you mind if I sit in the front? He's like, no. I talked this fucking poor guy's ear off. It was like 2 a.m. He just shook his head yes at me for like a half hour. It was a wicked long ride. And I just told him my whole life. He's like, just fuck the bitches. He's kept saying to me, fuck the bitches. That's what he said the whole ride. I am.
Sometimes you know in like the first 3 minutes if they want you to talk the whole time or not. Like they'll oh, where you from? Blah, blah, blah. You're like, oh, what the? Dude, one night we got into one and the guy had a fucking straight volleyball in his front seat, like Wilson, like painted on like Wilson, and nobody could sit in the front seat. And he was like, yeah, this is my buddy Wilson, dude. And it was like me, Patrick, Connor, and Kristen on vacation in Florida, in Fall River.
And that's fucking weird.
Dude, wicked weird. And me and Kristen were like fighting, and we stopped just because the situation was like so weird. And then we continued when we got back to the hotel.
Yeah, it was like your moment of peace. It was like the eye of the storm.
Yeah, we were both like, all right, this is way. We both put up our white flags. Like, this is way too weird to fight right now.
Yeah, we'll agree to disagree here.
When we got home, we were like, touche.
Yeah, you grab Wilson, you just threw it right at her, like dodgeballed her.
My new one, I say to her, is like from 40-year-old, what is it? Knocked up. I'm like, can't be letting some old pregnant bitch in the club.
Yeah, a couple old pregnant bitches up in the club.
He goes, don't get me wrong. He's like, he's like, I would. He's like, I would tear that ass
up. He's like, you're hot for the world. He goes, don't get me wrong, but
yeah, he goes, I would tear that ass up.
You know when he's like, you know how many black people they let in here? He goes, I can hold this black bitch in the crowd.
He's like, one for every three people I let one half in.
Yeah, he's like, I'm gonna pray that there's a black vision in the crowd.
You think I want to do this? My job sucks. You think I want to do this?
Too funny.
Can't be letting no old pregnant bitches in the club.
Yeah,
want to get into some music?
All right, let's do it.
All right. Let's start off with, I don't know, let's start it off with Joel then. How about that?
Yeah, I haven't OG, even heard, I haven't even heard this song.
I think it's a whole album, right?
No, this song dropped today. The album probably comes out on Friday, I bet.
I wake up feeling different, back stiffing, joints cracking, snapping, I mean listen. Some days I don't wanna get out my bed at all. It got me on a statin, I'm rapping with high cholesterol. I would fuck bitches on the edge of the bed and fall off, then keep fucking on the floor, but not anymore. Nowadays just the smell of Henny and my head is sore. A night out is dinner with the wife and Pinot Noir. Got a nice little crib out in Jersey. I'm in the burbs, no more roaches, deers and birds. Sitting in my backyard while I write this shit. Pool cover over the water till it get nice and shit. Thinking about them project nights, I'd ignite the fifth. Now I got the Glock 48 that I fire legit. Think twice before you run up with that okie doke, cause my wife got the sig in case you want the smoke. I remember when home was looking through the peephole, hoping the police don't kick in my door, reach for. They weapon and use lethal, force on me and my people. Now I'm in Home Depot looking for a gazebo. I was in them streets
me
like
too,
Rico,
brother.
But the boy from Puerto Rico ain't get caught up in the Rico. It was OD package anytime I moved to diesel. Now it's OG status, new ways to move the needle. A young one in the slums, where you ain't supposed to live beyond 21. They look at us as just numbers, on our way to being 6 feet under. But every now and then, one of us escapes and gets to live a life from outside the gates. God had big plans for little old me. Salute those who get to be an OG. I buried friends when they was little kids, too young to fully comprehend just what living is. Where I'm from, we celebrate those who did a bid. Stripes get earned when fire burns and you split a wig. We ain't born evil, just is what it is. When it's nothing in the fridge to stick to your ribs. I remember my clique sitting in the crib, drawing straws to do sticks and get bricks like three little pigs. Some would call that surviving, but hey, if one of those went wrong, I ain't rhyming today. I don't get to save somebody else that's finding their way. Out that place you never get to live, but you dying to stay. This azad on my wrist is tough. I wear it over the scar where my wrist was cuffed. All my real niggas, listen up. You'll always love your hood, but when you leave, you won't miss it much. A young one in the slums, where you ain't supposed to live beyond 21. They look at us as just numbers, on our way to being 6 feet under. But every now and then, one of us escapes and gets to live a life from outside the gates. God had big plans for little old me. Salute those who get to be an OG.
That was a banger.
That was fucking dope.
Yeah, dude.
Now I'm at Home Depot shopping for gazebos.
Yeah, I like that. That's literally, I feel like I feel the same way. I've been like, man, I'm getting old. Even the rappers I listen to are getting old. They're doing the same shit I'm doing. They're just chilling.
They're like, I don't like the black mulch.
He said, he says, I'd be fucking bitches on the edge of my bed, fall on the floor and keep fucking. I'm like, yeah, I remember those days.
I've been there.
Yeah, yeah.
Your socks. Right, so the socks. I never wore socks, so I'm more traction.
Yeah, I always wore socks. I feel like
yeah, you slide right out the bed.
No, I'm a sock man.
The best set of hospital socks.
Yeah, you get the grippers.
You gotta get the grippers.
The grippers on the bottom.
Yeah. You got like the ones with the ones that they climb trees with, so your feet dig into the wooden floors.
Yeah, you just got like you have just cleats that are specifically made just for fucking. You have like tucked under your bed, or you just slide on when you're fucking.
Better yet, you have tap shoes. Yeah.
No, those are too slidey.
You might be on to something. I'm just saying. You might be on to something. We might have to patent this shit.
No, you need metal cleats with the little fake thing that the cats pee on. So it's like you can dig into them. You just slide it out from under your bed.
I'm telling you, man. You might be on to something. You know, hold on. Let me pull out the fuck boots real quick.
Yeah. Remember like the moon shoes? Let me get the fuck boots out.
The fuck boots, bro. Fucking patent that, man. That's a fucking idea right there. Everybody,
I'm editing out this
shits.
Whole part. Yeah. No, I'll give you Frank and Penis. Come here.
No.
Forget about the fucking candles and the Marvin Gaye. We getting the fuck boots and we going to town.
Yeah. Oh, man. All right. Well, I guess Since we're in the since we're talking like that, the new Pink Sweat song, "Feel I Feel Good."
Hell yeah!
Since I'm in the fucking mood.
Living life in color, everything around me looks so beautiful and sweet. Heavenly desire, everything so bright, it's like a brand new movie scene. All the immersive colors, picture perfect, vibrant, gamer's paradise, and the world keeps going round. I feel good when there's a million stars in the sky.
Get the fuck boots out, baby.
Inside me, the world is lighting up, lighting up. Ooh, oh, let all the immersive surround me. Colors, picture perfect, vibrant, gamer's paradise. And the world keeps going round. I feel good.
I like it.
Yeah, I was into that.
Yeah.
That's going to be smooth. On the radio.
What?
So that's going to be on the radio.
I don't know if he's gotten to the radio point yet. Or, if I feel he like hasn't, he hasn't,
that's
a good a while.
One. That's a good one. That's his blow. That's his fucking blowout hit.
Yeah, I don't even know if he's really putting anything out. I haven't really seen anything from him.
Yeah, not lately. You know, he's had a couple songs that have been on the radio, but yeah, no, it's been a little bit.
Donnie, what was that word you used at the beginning of the podcast? He what? Hawk what?
Ball hawk.
Hawk balled it?
Ball hawk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you sure you don't mean ball hog?
Hawk. The bird. Why would it be a ball hog?
I don't ball know. Hawk. I just never heard ball hawk before.
I'm surprised you never heard that. I really am.
I've never heard it either. I'm not like, I've never heard of that. But
I was just gonna say pink suits, ball hawks, the radio with this song. That's what I was getting at.
All right, let's get into this. This is Young Thug and Mac Miller, Day Before.
This album
just came out, right?
Yeah, so this song, Young Thug said the day before Mac Miller made this song at Young Thug's house, and it was the day before Mac Miller died.
So I heard this album's a banger. Like, he sings, like, Young Thug sings, like, mad good on it and shit. Like, that's what I heard.
I'm not into the dresses and like the rings and the weird stuff that he does, but I like his music.
Hey, well, like we've said, you hate the artist, not the art.
True.
Hey, you want to wear a dress? Go for it. Yeah. So it's the day before Young Thug and Mac Miller.
Hey, listen. It's a double OP on a diss off. Shit, he was talking crazy and law, not the nigga. I ain't trying to give him a chance to kill me or take the stand on me. You know, I just had 100,000 pieces of rand on me. I had her in her dog room so she can't say molested. I tried to take back all the watches, rings, and the necklaces. She said I'm taking full advantage cause I'm never stressing. Plus, I had feelings for this girl that daddy owned the wrestlers. Don't get me wrong cause it ain't nothing but they money, nigga. I meant to tell you since a kid I began my own figures. I was bringing in the racks and she was steady shopping. I'm talking big bills, all colors, nigga, Monopoly. I ain't tripping, bitch, I'm sharper than the damn machete. Super different, I even stood out on my own partners. Since a kid, I've been a dresser, $1,000. I was shitting my diamonds green, pissy, porta potty. Whoa.
Yeah. Bitch, talk to him while I'm sleeping. Yeah, yeah. Swimming in the linen like the deep end. Yeah, yeah. All I ever needed was an alibi. Yeah, yeah. I don't need a motherfucking reason. Yeah. Out of mind, so I keep it busy. Everything 100, I don't ever leave 50. Yeah. Did my own halftime, if I was simple. What the fuck you think I'm rich for? Why you think I'm always talking shit? With my hand on my dick and the crib, these bitches turn into a strip show.
what it is, though. Yeah, it's what it is, though. Yeah, well, leave me alone. Take your ass home. If it ain't another million, I ain't picking up the phone. Phony motherfuckers always sitting on the throne. All I want's a pussy, baby, give a dog a bone. Yeah, yeah. I don't need a lot, but I got a lot. I don't need a lot, but I got a lot. Yeah. 200 for the whip in the parking lot. Everything cut and turn the shit into a barbershop. Swear I'm always shining, couldn't tell you if it's dark or not. Just a couple things I thought about, yeah, yeah.
The dolphin noises, though?
Dude, that's the new shit, the dolphin noises.
Is it? It's the new shit? Why is that a new thing?
I don't even know. I feel like it's not a new thing. I feel like people have had that. I feel like a Kid Cudi song's had that, like, back in the day. Definitely a riff-raff song. A riff-raff joint.
Like, that might have even been, like, some orca whales for a minute there.
I think it was.
Yep. Yeah. I don't know what that's gonna sound like, but it sounded so weird.
I hear like Mac Miller on a song, though, it's like so eerie. All right,
well, let's get into another one. This is a throwback. This is Mr. Kane featuring The Game, True Confessions. I don't know if you remember this album. This came out like when I graduated. This whole shit's a banger.
Reminisce when teachers told me I'd never be shit. Now I laugh and joke with how much cheddar I get. I used to hustle for a dollar just to catch the bus. Looping beats, dreaming that I'd be the next to bust. So broke, no money for collection plates. Me, moms, and my sister stuck on Section 8. That's where it started. My heart is full of lots of hate. Couldn't replace pops, though moms had lots of dates. I waited through many birthdays and lots of cakes. Hope he's coming back soon, maybe just not today. Kept it all inside, though I had lots to say. I used to cry with my sister, pops was locked away. We in the same boat, sitting at the dock of the bay. This is what I thought about back when I could've played. Hard lesson, but ain't no use in second guessing. Everything happens for a reason. Here's my confession. You know what I'm saying? It's way more than beats and rhymes to me. If you really listen though, I'm telling y'all the truth. It's my confession.
Only son by a mother, no brothers, only sisters. By this one, every time I kiss one, I miss one. Let me explain, 8 years before the game. Every day came with pain, watch the fate of my family slain. Would never see good times again. Cursed with pain by a nigga with no shame. My father bear the same name as his father. My grandfather wouldn't believe you pulled up our family tree. I can see him rolling over in his coffin. I'm left with orphan thoughts of how could you molest your daughter. They say that's 10 times worse than manslaughter. Man, you water. Be dead in the grave, but it wasn't my call. So instead you sat in the cage. High power, 250 pounds, 6'5 coward. Should've been dead in an hour. Heard you were scared to take a shower. Scared of the yard, your end is near. You should've been scared of God. Here's my confession. Standing at the fork of the road in the criminal mind state. It's my confession. Yo.
No way to change my story. Teary-eyed, bloody and gory. Dreams of being rich but living so poorly. Shortly I reign on top. Heavy drinking and snorting cocaine must stop. Getting framed, getting blamed for gangster transactions, all because of my name. My daddy sold hop, I made that drop. I stacked my bread up and then I copped. Quarter to a half, half to a whole. I was losing ground, then I gained control. The truth be told, the streets are freezing. In field mode, we kill with no reason. It's that season, year round, decade, quarter century. Under the ground, the penitentiary. Probably rock with Kumi, 4-1 fever. Doubting my rap skills when all I spit is healers. Yeah, these are truths, man. My true confessions. How many people really can tell the truth?
That whole album's a banger if you never heard it. It's old too, but In My Life, Mr. Kane.
Mr. Kane.
Check that out. Check that out. All right, we'll get another one of yours, Chuck. This Atmosphere. I haven't heard the whole album's good, you said?
Yeah, it's a new album. It's actually really good. There's a weird song at the end with MF Doom.
He's weird anyway.
But it's like, I feel like everybody's, yeah, it's kind of weird, but the rest of the album's really good. I was looking forward to that song. Wasn't that good. The rest of the album, really good.
Atmosphere is just a little weird anyway. This is Woe's Atmosphere. Off the album Word.
That I'm a textbook narcissist. I told her that she's toxic like carcinogens. She kicked me out the house. I said karma is a bitch. And then we made love under the stars in the wind. I must be dumb. She had a pocket full of horseshoes. Smile like orange juice shining off my fangs. I'm trying to ascertain why everybody has to complain. Even the sunshine to dance in the rain. You can produce and direct your critique. My skin's thick with three C's. It seemed to get thicker every week. Feel free to express your speech. We squeeze diamonds from the pressure as a stress release. If you can flex that strength, then you know how it goes. We show up for each other and try to hold each other close. Both of us supposed to keep it under control. You can't love another life without a couple of woes. I know you got a couple of those. I know you got a couple of woes. Yeah, I know you got a couple of those. I'm like, whoa. Somebody better call an ambulance. I'd have to be sick to think we'd ever need another jam like this. And at the least, please reach out to my management. Tell them I forgot to leave the seat down in the can again. I'm sorry, I know I'm so unoriginal. Plus I'm overly critical. I'm a condescending contradiction. Slip into the victim role if it remotely fits. A shoulder full of chips. Pulling luggage on my ego trips. Apparently I'm inherently chewing on my foot. Put a judge on the cover of my book. Dead shorts in the streets, dead snores in the sheets, with an orchestra of noise from the core of my sleep. Please, baby, keep me in your thoughts. I know it's gotta be almost impossible for you to water all the flowers in my pot. I put the sour in the sauce and act like it's not my fault. It's just a product of my flaws. If you ever had a pulse, then you know how it goes. We show up for each other and try to hold each other close. I ain't above it, it's a struggle to grow. You can't love another life without a couple of woes. I know you got a couple of those. I know you got a couple of those.
Little joy from our album. Yeah, it's actually really good.
Yeah, they're always good. It's like some stuff's just a little weird, but they're always good. There's always a couple weird
ones.
He
gets a little like depressing and crazy on, but yeah.
Yeah.
But that's that underground type.
I can go for some depressing Atmosphere. I've definitely cried listening to Atmosphere.
Yeah. The what was that?
I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed to say it.
That song, it's like, is that you crossing the street or whatever? That's
yeah. Hey, Dad. He's like, hey, yeah, Dad, I saw you yesterday, Dad.
Yeah. I think I seen you yesterday. No,
Dad.
That's the Seven's Travels album.
No, I don't know. Is
the
it?
White album. Yeah, that's the one. It's all depressing.
I don't even know, dude. He's got so many.
Well, thanks for listening, everybody. Another great episode of the CDJ Project. We're getting closer to 100. I'm C.
I'm the D.
I was just trying to make and some I'm money. The J.
Just C.
And this is Clubber Lang is the name of the song. It's Waze P, Paul Wall, Terminology, and King Crooked.
Paul Wall?
Right now at 5:30, a deadly and brazen shooting in Brooklyn.
Oh, shit.
Static, you
son of a
Static Selector.
Oh, yeah, Static Selector. I forgot he's a producer.
Yeah. Experience is 6-room mansion taken by the government. Making Manson moves. Big guns, I'm loving it. Sucker shit, I'm dubbing it. Clubber Lang clubbing it. 20 sacks stuffing it. Bad bitch cuffing it. And I'd have had enough of this. Nursing me, working me, rhymes. Niggas lying, they got perjury lines. It's like surgery. Your life's literally on the line. And my design's pure cancer. This pure anthem. Got them dancing in the streets. Not from the beat, I'm from the shots that jump out of the heat. Fuck you thought. Blood sport, blood on my Dior's. Shooting niggas on tour, leaving them stretched. I'm naughty with the Glock 40. That's why I named it Tretch. I blame respect for the reason you gotta get checked when I'm on the set. And stop asking me for the connect. I crash and wreck and pull holes through the door. Your baby mama address. Global mobile, get you injured. Come in the game, win the chip. Nick Foles, you, you hoe you. I'm the greatest, but you're too busy riding dicks to play this. So fuck you and your playlist.
I just want the money and the power, the opposite of coward. Open carry pistol, AR, ready to shower. I was taught brain power over manpower. Used to hustle in the towers, now my repertoire towers. Cauliflower, tempura, I'm ready. Nose dive, slippery slope, you going sledding. YSP and P-Dub with static in the kitchen. Got some suckers tucking tail cause they don't want dissension. Quick decision, pay up or else pain get felt. I need every last dollar in the change on the shelf. I'm going stealth, I'm trying to make gains to my wealth while you sitting around playing with yourself. Fuck that, you playing with sex, I'm chasing a sack. Fresh out of sex, jet fuel, blow it like a sax. Paper stack to the max, I just want the scratch. Give me every dime, dude, plus tax. Plus tax. All of it, every dime, every dollar, and anything else you got. And fuck all the bullshit. You know what I'm talking about?
Here we go. I'm waking up in the penthouse, cause of my pen. Mommy fresh out the penthouse, I done it again. I bagged me a model slash entrepreneur. Got her selling pussy pictures, pounds, powder and more. Cook coat, looking like clam chowder galore. My accounts offshore, sipping crown top floor. My new bitch a dog, yo, she got the lock jaw. Put in work, then I told her get her condom out the drawer. Got my Paul Wall grill and my YSP mink. Like my mommy's caramel and my rose pink. Color coordinated to fit, custom made it the brick, off white. It's like Virgil made it the bricks. They get wrapped, your bitch get kidnapped. We using it for the weekend, we gon' give her right back. We getting it out the track, peppermint out the pack. A ball hit hard like I'm battling on Smack.
Watch what you do for the love, KRS said it'll get you. Dope boys on the ground posting predator pictures. My homie in front of the CVS begging for liquor. Hate that the drugs fucked him up, he was a regular nigga. I picked him up, take him to eat his favorite seafood and dinner rolls. Kept giving him red snapper and never a fishing pole. Didn't know I wasn't helping it till it hit my soul. Gave him some paper like, here, write down all your different goals and give me a call when you ready to work toward him. He never called, still laying down, guess the hurt floored him. But back to these raps, so wavy I surfboard him. So dirty you gotta hit the earth's core to search for him. My nigga, that's how I hopped in the blue rag. New Jag, pink so silky, look like a do-rag. The coroner zipped me, I'm fresh to death in my new bag. I survived what few have, so why are you mad? Too bad. Now you know who you in the presence of. Denny's after the titty bar. No Charlemagne, but that's the Breakfast Club. Smith and Wesson snug. For family, I got that reckless love. Fuck around and you catch a slug. Now you really met the plug. Herbie Love Bug, bucket hat, salt and pepper beard. I don't fuck with none of y'all. Y'all niggas hella weird. Y'all gon' make me take off like a Learjet. Bitches hear the lyrics, get horny, nigga, they ears wet. Let's rap about it.